KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. Well, the state high school volleyball tournament goes to the championship round today. All five championship games dot the schedule today in Cedar Rapids. Yesterday in the semifinals in Class 5A, it was Ankeny Centennial down in Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, three in a row. It was 25-23, 25-21, and 25-16, the game scores. Also, Bettendorf beat Johnston 3-2 yesterday, winning 16-14 in the fifth and deciding game. In Class 4A, Harlan advances to the championship as they post a three-game sweep over Clear Creek Amana, winning 25-12, 25-16, and 25-13. West Delaware will be Harlan's opponent in the title match as they outlast Marion 3-2. In Class 3A, it was Mount Vernon defeating Red Oak in three games to one. Red Oak off to a quick start, winning 25-23 in the opening game. But then it was Mount Vernon sweeping the next three, 25-21, 25-20, and 25-15 were the scores. Solon also advances to the 3A title match. They win in three straight yesterday. In Class 2A, it was Dyke New Hartford beating Unity Christian and Western Christian topping Sumner Fredericksburg. Those were both three-game sweeps. And in Class 1A, Holy Trinity Catholic goes to the title match with a three-game sweep over Tripola, while Central Lyon outlasting Janesville 3-2. So the championship matches today in Cedar Rapids look like this. The 5A title match will start the day at 10 this morning as undefeated Bettendorf will face Ankeny Centennial for the crown. In Class 4A, the title match set to get underway at 12:15 this afternoon as Harlan at 40-2 on the season will face another two-loss team in West Delaware, 45-2 on the year. In the 3A championship match at 2 o'clock, Mount Vernon will battle Solon. In the Class 2A championship match at 4:45, Dyke New Hartford will play Western Christian, and the day will end at 7 with the 1A championship match, Holy Trinity Catholic facing Central Lyon for the title. Well, high school football playoffs will continue today with four more semifinal games. Yesterday in semifinal action in eight-man football, it was Fremont Mills with a stirring comeback as they found themselves way down at halftime everywhere on the scoreboard. First downs, yardage, they were way behind in everything. Had a hard time getting going. They actually finished the game with only 22 total yards rushing on the ground, but still found a way to beat Marcus Meriden Cleghorn 30-27 with a late touchdown. Also in eight-man, it was Newell Fonda beating HLV 40-18. In Class 3A semifinal play yesterday, Bishop Heelan Catholic made quick and easy work of Creston, winning 59-14. They jumped out to a 28-7 halftime lead and rolled from there. Pella beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 27-0 to advance to the title match in 3A. In the semis today, Class A action has Gladbrook Rhinebeck facing Denver in the first game of the day. That's a 10:06 kickoff this morning. And that'll be followed at 1:06 this afternoon as Logan Magnolia, top-ranked and 12-0, will face off against an 11-1 Mount Air team in the other Class A semifinal game. Then later on this afternoon and this evening in Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Washington will face Bettendorf in a battle of 12-0 teams. The late game at 7:06 tonight is a battle of 11-1 teams from Central Iowa as Waukee will face off against Dowling Catholic. Those games at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. In college football action last night, Southern Cal held off California 38-30. It was Cincinnati over East Carolina 54-46. Texas San Antonio outkicked Southern Miss 12-10 last night. Over 42 minutes, the Buffalo Bills did an outstanding job of stifling the Miami Dolphins offense. It was the final 18 minutes that dropped the Bills to 5-5. Ryan Tannehill tossed second-half touchdown passes to Brandon Gibson and Jarvis Landry while the Dolphins were scoring 19 unanswered points to turn a 9-3 deficit into a 22-9 win over the visiting Bills. Tannehill was sacked five times before he finished 26 of 34 for 240 yards and no interceptions. Miami's defense was stellar, holding Buffalo to 54 rushing yards and limiting Sammy Watkins to three receptions for 32 yards. That outcome leaves the Dolphins at 6-4, their best 10-game start in 6 years. Adrian Peterson will meet with the NFL on Monday about possible reinstatement with the Minnesota Vikings. Peterson has been on the commissioner's exempt list since September 18th, following his indictment for felony child abuse in Texas. The running back pleaded no contest last week to a lesser charge of misdemeanor reckless assault, freeing him from the court system, provided he fulfills his probation terms. The union has filed a non-injury grievance regarding when his paid leave on the commissioner's exempt list is supposed to end. Lawyers representing the union and the NFL will discuss that grievance. Clayton Kershaw was so dominant this season that he ended a 46-year drought. The Dodgers star left-hander has won the National League MVP award just a day after winning the Cy Young Award. He becomes the first to win both of those National League honors in the same season since Bob Gibson did it in 1968. Kershaw got 18 of the 30 first-place votes to nose out Miami outfielder Giancarlo Stanton. Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutchen wound up third in the voting by the Baseball Writers Association of America after winning last year's award. Kershaw led the majors in wins, earned run average, and strikeouts per nine innings this year, going 21-3 this season with a 177 earned run average and 239 strikeouts in 198 and a third innings. He also tossed a no-hitter. Mike Trout has finally topped the balloting. After two straight runner-up finishes, the Angels center fielder is a unanimous choice as the American League Most Valuable Player. He got all 30 first-place votes in balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. He's the first unanimous choice since Ken Griffey Jr. in 1997. The 23-year-old Trout hit .287 and set career highs with 36 homers and 111 RBIs this season. He also led the majors in runs with 115 and extra base hits with 84. Trout becomes the fifth youngest MVP in Major League history. Detroit's Victor Martinez finished second, with Cleveland's Michael Brantley finishing third. And the Griswold girls cross-country team and four-time state champion Rebecca Topham were celebrated yesterday at a rally at the Griswold High School. Topham made history as the only girl to win four cross-country state titles earlier this month. In addition, Topham had a number of impressive feats, including being a three-time Iowa Runner of the Year in cross-country, a two-time Gatorade Athlete of the Year in cross-country, a four-time individual champion in the Western Iowa Conference meet, the regional qualifying meet, and, of course, those state championships. She also twice had the fastest overall time in all classes at the state meet, and she helped her team finish first, second, seventh, and third place in the last 4 years at state. Athletic Director Kevin Whitehill and Coach Jeff Topham spoke, and a highlight film was also shown to the crowd. Congratulations to Rebecca and the Griswold girls on a terrific season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.